Reflecting about glass. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Sometimes one of the most common materials can be one of the most intriguing. Perhaps that's what prompted R. Samuel of Seattle, Washington, to wonder how glass is made. Well, we consulted William LaCourse, a professor of glass science at Alfred University in New York, for an explanation. He says glass can be made out of almost any material, but the most common kind comes from a mix of sand, soda ash, and lime.
And if you put those three components together and you heat, they eventually react to form a liquid at about 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. You get a nice clear liquid, which is then formed into whatever shape that you need, whether it's a window or a bottle.
To make a bottle, this molten glass is blown into the desired shape. To make a window, the hot glass is allowed to flow over a bath of liquid tin in what's called a float process.
When the glass came off the tin and was solid, we didn't have to polish it or grind it or anything, so it made the glass making a very rapid process. You just make a continuous sheet of glass that flows off onto a conveyor belt, which is then cut and made into the shapes that's needed.
If a science question's got you glassy-eyed, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.